One of the ways we display affection towards each other is through physical touch. Physical touch makes us feel connected. It induces bonding and helps the body to release all the good hormones, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, serotonin, etc. Basically, it de-stresses us, makes us feel safe, and gives us a sense of belonging. All of this is taken away from you when you are in a narcissistic relationship. Why? Because it's widely known narcissists withhold intimacy. And one of the easiest ways they do so is by withholding physical intimacy. And that creates touch starvation, which is what we are going to talk about in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about something very, very important yet painful. How a narcissist withholds physical intimacy and how that leads to touch starvation or skin hunger. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe because, as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before we start exploring this topic, I have a question for you. Did a time come in your relationship with a narcissist where you basically started settling down for anything because they had starved you to the point of completely collapsing? You started just taking those breadcrumbs, whatever they used to throw, you would take it without questioning it because that is the only thing you got from them. If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below and also share how that impacted your self-image, because later in this episode, I'm going to talk about that as well. In the beginning of a narcissistic relationship, affection is displayed. Sometimes it's shown emotionally, other times it's shown physically. But the narcissist is quite intense in expression of what they feel towards you, or in other words, what they pretend to feel towards you. So you feel a deep connection with them. They tend to speak your love language only to fool you into thinking you have fallen in love or you have found someone who truly is the person you're looking for. But down the line, as things settle down and as you fall for their crap, they start withdrawing. They start withholding the affection they so openly showed in the beginning. Basically, devaluation stage begins. And you start questioning yourself. Am I making them do this to me? Am I doing something wrong here? And so on. You know how the story goes. You try to restore the homeostasis, but nothing seems to work because in their head, you are nothing but a piece of trash they don't want to do anything with. Unfortunately, I have to use these terms. They had idolized you, but now they know you have fallen for them. You are in the cage already, so they don't have to care. They don't put on that mask anymore. What does that do to you? It makes you feel extremely lonely. It makes you feel abandoned and neglected, especially physically. Because think about this for a moment. If this person held you, hugged you, kissed you, cared for you physically in the beginning, and all of a sudden, there is a distance that wasn't there before. You have to chase them. You have to initiate everything. You have to hug them. And when you do so, it seems like you are forcing yourself on them and you feel like a burden. A sense of shame starts developing in you because your expression of physical affection is not welcomed. Even when you are the one who initiated, who just starts to fawn, who starts appease them because they are not doing anything from their side. There is no reciprocity whatsoever. Eventually, a time comes in your relationship when you start hopelessly craving for the physical affection they are not showing you. You get tired of trying and trying and trying and you stop. Why? Because they call you clingy. They call you needy. When you try to hug them, they push you away. Their body tenses up as if someone is trying to attack them, shoot them down, as if someone is trying to corner them. And it does not make any sense to you. It seems like they want to push you away and keep you at arm's length all the time. Yes, they have their own reasons of not displaying physical affection, and we're not going to go into that today. We're going to focus on how all of that impacts you. So a time comes when you want that from your partner, but you don't get it. And that is what leads to touch starvation. That touch starvation or skin hunger makes you feel so lonely, so abandoned and neglected that you start fawning completely. You give up on your agency and you keep chasing them. You keep chasing their tail. You keep doing what they want to do to you. You keep taking that disrespect. You keep getting shamed, only in the hope of one day getting a small breadcrumb. Only in the hope of one day having them hug you the way they used to hug you, the way they used to touch you in the beginning of the relationship. Unfortunately, that day never comes. They never get to truly hold you dearly. You never feel that connection with them. If by any chance you get to have sexual intimacy with them, you get to have the physical act, feels purely robotic. You feel like you're being used like a toy. But it's during those few minutes you feel touched by them, and that creates a weird, toxic, effed up chemistry in your brain. It's only those rare moments when you feel touched by them, when you feel connected, even when your conscious part, your logical part of the brain knows it's purely robotic, you still get addicted to those moments. Your brain releases that oxytocin, that dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, which eventually leads to the creation of a strong trauma bond of a special kind. You get addicted to the act itself, which can then lead to wanting to have more sex. It's weird, isn't it? You get shamed for the same. They use you in every way they want to, and you're not able to say no. Unfortunately, in many cases, even this thing is not present. They are purely starved, deprived of any physical affection the narcissist is capable of showing. Why do I say capable of showing? They know what you need from them. They know what they have to do. But they can't even fake it for you because they love to see you suffer. They love to have that power over you. They get that sadistic supply from torturing you, from withholding the very thing they know how to offer. And it would not take them more than a few minutes to hold you, to make you feel home, to satisfy you, to give you some kind of relief. But no, how would they do it? Their narcissistic false self will collapse if they were to do it. I can't tell you how many survivors have told me, I just want to be held. I just want to be loved. I just want someone to hug me, especially after leaving the narcissist. And the pain is soul shattering because it's clear how deprived they are and they have been of a simple basic thing that should have been given freely and unconditionally. But they had to walk on eggshells and they basically had to give up on their identity, on their wants, needs, and desires to get what they should have gotten quite naturally. This skin hunger or touch starvation makes them feel so isolated even in social situations because they see people cuddling, they see people touching each other quite friendly, and they just want to be a part of it for the warmth that it offers. There may not be anything romantic associated, but they just want to be touched. They want to be held. They want to hold someone's hand. They want to feel human presence because they have been abandoned in their mind. Their whole existence was questioned in that relationship. A big question mark was put on who they are and what they stand for because of this starvation. And that's why I say the dynamics of such relationships are far complicated than what they look like on the surface level. Many people ask, oh, why didn't you leave the narcissist? But nobody takes a step back and asks, oh, what were you to? How did the narcissist control you? What did they use to keep you stuck in the relationship? How did that impact you? How are you feeling now? Nobody asks these questions because these are the real validating questions that need to be asked to a survivor for them to, one, become aware of the fact that they were abused and they don't have to be ashamed, and two, that they can recover now from the impact of something that was really abusive. It doesn't stop here. I just talked about the lack of physical affection in the context of romantic relationships. But what about the absence of this form of affection in a different context, in the context of a parent-child relationship? You know how the story goes. If the narcissistic parent is not physically affectionate, imagine the hell this child would have to walk through. Because as children, we need that for safety. We need to be physically touched, held, for attunement, for co-regulation, to securely attach with our primary caretaker. Imagine not getting any of that, and then imagine being exposed to this dangerous world as an adult, and then imagine how afraid one could become to the idea of getting attached to someone. This is one of the reasons why many survivors of narcissistic parental abuse do not like to be touched, kissed, held, or hugged. They don't know what to do with it. They have not experienced it. It gives them major panic attacks. They start shivering. They start trembling because they do not know how to process it and if they can be vulnerable. As a child, they did not get any of it. They don't know what it means and what it is supposed to do, what connections to make about it and how to be vulnerable. So as an adult, they have all these problems now. We call all of this collectively as developmental trauma and traumagenic relational patterns. This is one of the reasons why many survivors of trauma have avoidant attachment. They do not get attached, or basically are afraid of getting attached with someone emotionally, but they also hate physical attachment because of their experience. Alternatively, the other end of the spectrum, some trauma survivors crave it, and that's what leads them to ending up with extreme narcissists who fake providing it. They want to be touched, they want to be held because they were not given all of that as a child. And this person who now fakes the capacity to provide that fools them. Unfortunately, their trauma gets activated, and that is how they get abused further. In conclusion, a narcissist withholds physical affection, physical intimacy to the point of triggering touch starvation or skin hunger. When you have that, you feel extremely lonely. You have a lot of mood swings. You're always depressed. You want and crave that human touch, physical touch. Your body wants to soothe through someone's touch. And that's what is extremely traumatizing, painful. Yet there is something that you can do about it, which I invite you to do right now if you struggle with it. I would like you to search on YouTube something called Havening, self-soothing therapy. Havening is a Dutch-based psychosensitive therapy that teaches you how to give yourself a very soothing self-hug. You can learn Havening and start giving yourself a lot of soothing hugs, and that will help you to open up more to the hugs you could receive from other people. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and I will talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.